Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Friday the 15th, your lucky day if it's payday or you do have a weekend coming up. Looks like less smoke, less humidity, not necessarily less of a precip threat, but maybe some combines will start rolling again soon. Topping farm news today, Deere and Company shares tumbled yesterday after the ag equipment giant posted mixed third quarter results, trimmed its full year profit forecast, highlighting persistent headwinds from declining sales, cautious customer demand, and tariffs. Deere reported a 9% decline in quarterly sales, production and precision ag sales down 16% for the quarter. Operating profit slumped 50%, primarily due to lower shipment volumes and a different mix of sales. John May, chair and CEO of John Deere, says, quote, "By continuing to address the high levels of used equipment in the industry, we are building a healthier market for everyone, our customers, our dealers, and our business, even in these challenging times." Deere narrowed its fiscal net income forecast, citing that customers remain cautious amid ongoing uncertainty. The top U.S. trade group for oil Thursday added its voice to the chorus of protests against a government proposal that would reduce incentives for biofuel imports. This will test the Trump administration's resolve to maintain the policy. As a result of the mounting criticism, the White House is forced to choose between farmers who want to prioritize domestic supplies or refiners who are looking for cheaper feedstock. Farmers in the Farm Belt, and specifically soybean growers, have hailed this proposed change as a win. The oil industry claims the U.S. does not have enough feedstock to meet federal quotas. The American Petroleum Institute wrote the EPA a letter yesterday urging them to remove the import proposal. Here are a few folks who are really in a quandary. Importers are struggling to resell several cargoes of Canadian canola meal that arrived in China after Beijing imposed hefty import tariffs on the protein-rich ingredient. Up to 400,000 metric tons of canola meal, used mainly in animal feed, is sitting in secure warehouses near Chinese ports, with importers facing a 100% duty if they release the cargoes for sale in the domestic market. Traders said the canola meal was being offered at a 30% discount. At 400,000 tons, the value of canola meal stuck at Chinese ports is worth around $120 million. The National FFA Foundation has been recognized as the Indianapolis Business Journal's inaugural Foundation of the Year. In 2024, the foundation helped raise membership by 22%. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We will be right back with a look at the Friday morning markets.